हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् कुमारि धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गिः प्रचोदयात् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्व निराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तो ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
सो इन् दिस् छान्दोग्य उपनिषत् we are doing the seventh, we are seeing the seventh chapter, and when we have completed the 15 sections, panchadasha khandaha, 15 sections are over, and from the first section onwards, and we have been seeing the 15 meditations, upasanani, as a preparatory means, discipline for the bhuma vidya, which is going to be discussed hereafter. And here Naradaha, as a disciple, was asking, after every upasanam, he was asking for what is superior, what was greater and bigger than the one which was discussed. And in these 15 meditations, we have seen the Nama Adi, Shabda Adi, Prana Anta. Prana Anta, Nama Adi, Prana Anta, Ashabda Adi, Prana Anta, Panchadasha ఉపాసనాని. సో నామాది ప్రాణాంత ప్రతీక బ్రహ్మ ఉపాసనాని వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్. వీ హావ్ టు కంప్లీట్ ద 15th ఉపాసనం. ద 15th ఉపాసనం ఇస్ అ ప్రాణ ఉపాసనం, ప్రాణ బ్రహ్మ ఉపాసనం. వీ హావ్ టు కంప్లీట్ ఇట్. సో బికాస్ వీ ఆర్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ కంప్లీటెడ్, బట్ వీ హావ్ టు సీ లాస్ట్ మంత్ర, ద ఫలశ్రుతి ఎక్సెట్రా స్టిల్ దేర్. సో ఐ సెడ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ద వర్డ్ ప్రాణః, even though literally it means the physiological functions, and here the word pranaha means the samashti sukshma prapanchaha, or the entire subtle manifestation. Samashti sukshma prapanchaha, the samashti pranaha is implied here. Samashti pranaha stands for samashti sukshma prapanchaha, the entire subtle manifestation. But the samashti sukshma prapanchaha pranaha is implied by this word prana. And here we see that samashti pranaha alone is in the form of everything. We read that mantra. Quickly we can read the mantra, what we saw last class. And we saw how the rim of this wheel, supported by the spokes, being supported by the hub. Similarly, we supported by Hiranyagarbha, the samashti prana alone, all these values and the laws and the forces which are like these spokes are supported, and those values and forces and the laws are supporting the rim of the wheel of universe. And understood that? So the whole, everything here is what? Everything is supported by the samashti pranaha, Hiranyagarbha. That we understood that thing last class. ప్రాణోవ ఆశాయ భూయాన్ యథావా అరాహ నాభో సమర్పితాః ఏవం అస్మిన్ ప్రాణే సర్వం సమర్పితం. ఏవం సర్వం అస్మిన్ ప్రాణే సమర్పితం. యథా అరాహ నాభో సమర్పితాః తథా సర్వం ఏతస్మిన్ ప్రాణే సమర్పితం. దెన్ వి సా నెక్స్ట్ సెంటెన్స్, ప్రాణః ప్రాణేన యాతి. సో వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ విచ్ సపోర్ట్స్ ది ప్రాణ? No, what is that supports the pranaha, the samashti pranaha Hiranyagarbha? What is that supports prana? Nothing else supports. Prana sustains by itself, sustains itself. from the standpoint of everything else, prana is a self-sustainer. The standpoint of Ishvara, prana is what supported by Param Brahma, we are going to see later on. Anyway, pranaha pranena yati, pranaha pranam pranaya dadati, pranaha dadati pranam pranaya. Pranaha pranam dadati, pranaya dadati. So prana gives prana to prana. Which means it is prana, which means everything else here is prana. The giver of prana is prana, the one who gives the life is prana. The one who, one who receives the prana is also, the life is also prana. And the one who really, what is given is also prana. So pranaha pranam pranaya dadati. For everything is prana. The way we saw the next sentence, pranoha matpi pranoha pita, prano mata, prano bhrata, prana swasa, prana acharyaha, prano brahmanaha. So everything here is prana. Why? Because any respect, any human being, any living being, because deserves respect. Because reverence is because of the indwelling of the prana. We saw all those things last class. Sahayadi pitaramva, mataramva, bhrataramva, swasaramva, acharyamva, brahmanamva, kinchit bhrishamiva pratyaha, dhiktvastviti, eva enam ahuhu, pitruhavai, swastvamasi, matruhavai tamasi, bhratruhavai tamasi, swasruhavai tamasi, acharyahavai tamasi, brahmanahavai tamasi, iti. We've seen all this sentence last class. How? Even a person, anybody talks back to the parents, mother or father, then we say what? Because the respect for the prana is such that we say you are a killer of your own father and mother when you talk back. But next sentence is what? The next sentence say, even when after the prana has gone, prana has left the body and gone, then even if you, nobody does it, even if, okay, yadyapi, even if a person pierces the body with something sharp and then cuts them into pieces, then he burns it also, then nobody will call that person a killer. Why? No? Which means, when the prana is there, then the person enjoys reverence. What really makes the person respectable, the respectability of any human being, is because of the prana. The prana gone goes means, no more, it doesn't deserve any respect. That's the body, isn't it? You know, the prana is glorified here. We saw all these things last class. Atha yadyapi yenanutkranta pranan shulena samasam yatishandahet naivainam bruyuhu pitruhasiti namatruhasiti nasosruhasiti na acharyahasiti na brahmanahasiti. Then even any of these people, after the pranan utkrantan, okay, after the pranas have gone away, if any of these people, mata, pita, swasa, bhrata, or brahmana, any of them, even if the dead bodies, if we pierce them with the sharp things and cut them into pieces and then if we burn also, then nobody will call you a killer or destroyer. You know why? There's no destruction. When the prana lives, when you even don't need to do anything, you don't need to do any harm, even talking back will make the, but no, it's like a killing. Which means, who deserves respect is, the respectability is because of the prana. The prana, it makes the human being a respectable being. Okay, we saw that. Now, last part which we have to see today is the Palashrutihi. Pranohe vetani sarvani. Pranoha ani sarvani bhavati savayesha evam pashyan evam manvanaha evam vijanan ativadi bhavati tamched bruyuhu ativadi asi iti ativadi asmi iti bruyat na apahnuvita इति पञ्चदशः खण्डः. सो हियर एंड्स द 15th सेक्शन. सो व्हाट ही सेज इज प्राणः एव एतानि सर्वाणि भवति. ऑल दीस बीइंग्स, ऑल दैट इज हियर इज ओनली प्राणः. Because here we are seeing the glory of prana. All these beings are nothing but prana. It is prana which alone is manifest as everything here. All the actions, all the functions, all the experiences, all the enjoyments, all the beings, everything here is only prana. So, prano havai pranaha hi eva etani sarvani bhavati. Pranaha eva bhavati. Eva shabda is, you have to see. प्राणः एव एतानि सर्वाणि भवति. इट इज प्राण अलोन इज मेक्स एवरीथिंग पॉसिबल हियर. एवरीथिंग इज हियर. देयरफॉर सह वा एषः एवं पश्यन्. सह वा एषः एवं पश्यन्. वन हू सीज इन दिस मैनर. एवं पश्यन्. सीइंग इन दिस मैनर. सीइंग इन दिस मैनर मीन्स व्हाट? Appreciating this fact of everything being prana. Not simply mechanically saying here, the person really understands how the prana's existence makes the person revered, how prana is everything, without prana nothing will be possible. Seeing the glory of prana, importance of prana, necessity of prana, and seeing, appreciating the fact of everything being really blessing of prana. Presence of prana is the blessing of prana. Appreciating this fact of everything being prana is what? Pashyan. So, evam, eva, evam, sarvam, evam pashyan. Who pashyati, kaha pashyati here? Yeshaha. Just now we learnt it, isn't it? Yeshaha pashyati. This person, yeshaha not particular person, this person, whoever, okay, this person seeing this fact of, appreciating this fact of everything being the blessing of prana, evam manvanaha. Not only that, now he says, what is this prana? This samashti pranaha Hiranyagarbha alone is there as what? The prana in me, my own prana, my physiological functions, my sukshma shariram. This vashti pranaha is what? No, vashti pranaha is what? Nothing but samashti prana. This vashti prana, the individual prana, is non-separate from the samashti prana. The samashti prana alone is in the form of the vashti prana. So one who sees this, okay, sees one's own prana as a samashti prana. One who equates one samashti vashti prana to samashti prana. Thereby see samashti prana is who? Samashti prana is Ishwaraha. Samashti prana is Ishwaraha. Hiranyagarbha is Ishwara. Because Ishwara is the karanam, Hiranyagarbha is the karyam, and Hiranyagarbha eva is in the form of the vashti prana also. If one who sees one's own prana as Hiranyagarbha, you what know? Pranasya brahmatvena darshanam. Seeing the one's own prana as Brahma is what? Prana Brahma upasanam. Now don't go need to go in such a Brahma. You see your own prana as samashti prana, which is Karanam Brahma, which is Param Brahma. See, my own prana is Samatti Pranaha, Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is Karanam Brahma. Karanam Brahma is what? Satyam Brahma. Therefore, seeing one's own prana as Brahma, Pashyanna, Evam Manvanaha. Repeatedly dwelling upon this fact, paying attention to this fact, Evam Vijanan, and one who assimilates, one who has this clear understanding of this fact. Vijanana means what? Manvanaha, repeatedly dwelling upon this fact. Vijanana, one who has this clear understanding of this fact that this prana is none other than that Pamashti prana Hiranyagarbheshwara. Hiranyagarbha is another than Karanam Brahma. And Karanam Brahma hathim but Satyam Brahma. One who sees one's own prana as Brahma, such a person, Ativadi Bhavati is the phalam. Is the so prana brahma upasana phalam is what? One becomes Ativadi. See, all this time we are seeing everything as Brahma. Now here you are seeing your own prana as Brahma. Seeing one's own prana as samashti pranaha Hiranyagarbheshwara, thereby seeing this as Brahma. And what is the phalam here? Ativadi Bhavati. Ativadi, I told you last class also, the word Ativadi, literally it means, you know, one who talks, speaks unnecessarily, irrelevantly. It's not a very good thing. But here, Ativadi, in this context, in Mundaka Upanishad, Ativadi is not a good word, okay? But in this Chandogya Upanishad, Ativadi is a beautiful word. Why? Ativadi means the great speaker. Why he is a great speaker? Because he speaks about the fact he has understood. See, you must understand something to talk about it. You understood this fact very clearly, doubtlessly, you assimilated this fact, what? All, everything is Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, everything is Samashti Prana. And this Prana is Samashti Prana. At the relative level, you understood Prana being the superior. And seeing your own Prana as Prana. And having understood this fact, one who talks about this Hiranyagarbha, Samashti Pranaha, who is the superior, exalted of all these other aspects which you have seen earlier. From the standpoint of the word Shabdaha, Shabda onwards, Nama onwards, we see who is this exalted now. Samashti Pranaha is the exalted. Hiranyagarbheshwara is the exalted, the standpoint of everything else. So having understood the exaltedness, the greatness, the superiority of the Prana from the standpoint of everything else, one who talks about the Prana, superiority of the Prana, he becomes what? The great speaker. You talk about the great Hiranyagarbha, therefore you are a great speaker. So, Ativadi, Bhavati, one becomes a great speaker, exalted speaker. Why he talks about the exalted, how greatness of the Hiranyagarbha, who is relatively greater than everything else. Okay, Ativadi, Bhavati. Now, suppose the people definitely who has understood the fact of Hiranyagarbha being relatively superior and great, who talks about Hiranyagarbha, such people who is Ativadi, and people will come and tell him also. What will they tell him? Tam, him, chet bruyuhu, tam, chet means if. No, chet is another indignable word which means if. Tam, Ativadi bruyuhu chet. If people come and tell this person, hey, you are an Ativadi, you are a great speaker, an exalted speaker, why you talk about the great Hiranyagarbha? You understood this fact about Hiranyagarbha. The thing is, for a person to talk about Hiranyagarbha, he cannot simply blabber or mechanically say something. He must have understood really how clearly Hiranyagarbha is superior and exalted. For him to understand very clearly, he must have inquired into the fact of Hiranyagarbha being superior. For which he must have already what? He must have appreciated this fact. He must have understood the fact, then repeatedly inquired into the fact. He must have understood clearly that Hiranyagarbha is superior. Such a person alone can talk about the superiority of the Hiranyagarbha. And he is called what? Ativadi. And people come and tell him, Tam Bruyuhu. Tam people may call him. The bruyuhu may, must, or simply is a present tense verb also. You can take it as simple present tense verb. Tam bruyuhu. People will come and tell him, Tvam ativadi asi. You are an ativadi. You are an exalted speaker talking about the exalted Hiranyagarbha. When people say, iti, this person should do what now? He does not need to feel shy. He is really Ativadi, he can accept it wholeheartedly. Yes, Ativadi Asmi Aham. Aham Ativadi Asmi. I am Ativadi. I am an exalted speaker. Why? Because I'm talking about the exalted Hiranyagarbha. I am great speaker. I am speaking about the great Hiranyagarbha. Ativadi Asmi Iti Bruyat. May this person also, without denying the fact, he can take ownership of the fact of himself being an Ativadi. Bhuyat na apahnuvita, he need not reject that appreciation of others. He not reject it. May he not reject. Iti panchadashaha khandaha, here ends the 15th section. What is the one different thing you see? You see your own prana as Hiranyagarbha. Your prana, you understand the subtle fact of your prana being non-separate from samashti pranaha Hiranyagarbha. isn't it? And who is Samashti Pranaha? Samashti Pranaha is another. Then Karanam Brahma. What is Karanam Brahma? Karanam Brahma is nothing but Satyam Brahma. What is Satyam Brahma? Satyam, the pure consciousness with this power called Maya is Karanam Brahma. And Maya is Anadi. Consciousness is Anadi. The word Karanam Brahma is Anadi. And what is this Karanam Brahma? Karanam Brahma is nothing but Brahma. Nothing but Satyam Brahma, isn't it? Therefore, we say here, Karanam Brahma has no beginning. Isn't it? Because Karanam Brahma is another than Param Brahma, Satyam Brahma. And what is Satyam Brahma here? We say, here we have to see the difference, isn't it? Now hereafter, after having completed all the 15 Upasanams, what does Narada do here? Anant Kumara finished, isn't it? Now Narada thinks, okay, all this time, Bhagavaha, you know, Kim Bhuyahasti, Bhuyahasti, is anything superior than this, greater than this, superior to this? He was asking after everything, he was asking. Now he stops asking. Naradaha does not asking anymore. Kim Bhagavaha Bhuyosti. Is there anything which is superior to this, greater than prana? So he must have asked. He has been asking all this time. But now this time he stopped. He thought Hiranyagarbha is the superior, most superior and the greatest. There is nothing which is greater than the Hiranyagarbha. He thought, now what? He becoming Ativadi in terms of talking about Hiranyagarbha is the superior, greatest thing. He thought, he kept quiet. But this time, without being asked, Sanat Kumaraha himself starts the conversation. How, if he doesn't talk, how can he teach? Pratyam, Bhumavidya. Do Bhumavidya, isn't it? He has to start. So, now 16th section onwards comes what? The actual Upanishadic teaching begins only from the 16th section. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada says here, Saha Yeshaha Naradaha Sarva Atishayam Sarvatishayam Pranam Swamatmanam Sarvatmanam Shrutva Na Atav Param Asti Iti Uparama. So Narada, what now? Thinking there's nothing greater than Hiranyagarbha, nothing greater than the subtle manifestation. No? Nothing greater than this. This is all. He kept quiet. But still, so he didn't ask like before. Purvavate kimasti bhagavaha pranad bhuyaha iti napapracha. He had not asked. What is greater than prana? He had not asked. He kept quiet. But the next mantra, we see this in the 60, the last, okay, the next is, hereafter we're going to have small, one mantra becomes one section. Only one mantra becomes one section. The 16th section, one mantra. Now we see, Sanat Kumaraha begins his teaching without even being asked by Narada. Let us see that mantra now. Yeshahatuva, Yeshatuva, Yeshatuva,
Yeshatuva.
Here the visarga got dropped. Okay? Yeshatuva,
Yeshatuva,
Ativadati,
Ativadati,
Yaha,
Yaha,
Satyena Ativadati,
Satyena Ativadati.
So, yesh, one sentence, no, complete sentence is complete. Yeshahavatu Ativadati, Yaha Satyena Ativadati. So, now he says, hey, this indeed, this person indeed is what really, you know, talks the speaks greatest thing. Ativadati means talks about the greatest thing. This person alone talks about the greatest thing. I mean, he is the exalted speaker. Who is the exalted speaker? More greater than the Ativadi who was mentioned earlier. Who is that? Yaha Satyena Ativadati. Yaha Satyena Ativadati. Satyena Ativadati means one who talks about the Satyam Brahma. One who talks about the Satyam Brahma is called what? Satyena Ativadati. For a person who talks about Satyam Brahma is the most exalted of the speakers. the greatest of the speakers. Yaha satyena ativadati, saha to ativadati. He alone, he indeed is the greatest of the speakers, most exalted of the speakers, one who speaks about the Satyam Brahma. Satyam Brahma, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth. Now, when he mentions, who introduces here? Sanat Kumarha himself introduces the Satyam Brahma, which means Satyam Brahma is superior to Hiranyagarbha also, Samashti Prana also. Why? Because Samashti Prana has beginning. He has what? Janma. He has Layaha also. Samashti Prana, no? So anything manifestation means what? It has a beginning. It has a resolution also. Samashti Pranasya, Hiranyagarbhasya, no? We have Janma Asti. It has a beginning, Layaha Api Asti. Also resolves. Whereas Satyam Brahma, no beginning, no end, no result, no beginning, no janma, no layaha, no resolution also. Then Samashti Prana, because it has a beginning and layaha, janma and layaha are there for Samashti Prana. Samashti Prana is also what? Mithya. Whereas Satyam Brahma, Satyam. Satyam Brahma, Satyam, Samashti Prana, Mithya. Therefore, Samashti Pranasya, even though superiority is there, Mahatvam is there, greatness is there. Samashti Pranasya Mahatvam, Kidrusham, what sort of greatness does Samashti Prana enjoy, if you say, it is only relative greatness, relatively great. So, Apekshika Mahatvam, Eva Samashti Pranasya. Samashti Prana enjoys only relative greatness, but absolute greatness enjoyed only by Satyam Brahma. So we can say Atyantika Mahatvam. Atyantika Mahatvam is there for Satyam Brahma, whereas Apekshika Mahatvam is for Hiranyagarbha. So relatively greater. When you come to the standpoint of the prana, the sabda, nama, we saw, no? Nama, manaha, sankalpa, so we saw earlier. When the standpoint of all the other objects of pratikams, Samashti Prana is definitely great, much, much greater, no doubt. But from the standpoint of the Satyam Brahma, Samashti Prana also becomes what? Inferior. And what is greater than Samashti Prana is Satyam Brahma, the most exalted, the greatest of everything else, Satyam Brahma only. Therefore, he says, whoever talks about Satyam Brahma, he indeed is the exalted of the most exalted of the speakers. Saha Ativadi. Who is Ativadi now? Not the one who speaks about the Hiranyagarbha, but one who speaks about the Param Brahma, Satyam Brahma. That's what he introduces here. Yeshahatu va Ativadati. Yaha. Yaha Ativadati. Yeshaha. Saha. Satyena Ativadati. The greatest speaker is the one who speaks about Param Brahma, Satyam Brahma. Now he says, when he introduces, talks of Satyam Brahma, now Narada asks. What? Now next sentence is sentence by Narada. Soham Bhagavaha.
Soham Bhagavaha.
Satyena Ativadani.
Satyena Ativadani.
Iti.
Iti.
So, hey Bhagavaha. Again, he Bhagavaha is a chandasa prayogaha of the word Bhagavan. Suppose if you happen to talk, suppose if you want to call Bhagavan, you cannot call he Bhagavaha. Know why? It is a Vedic usage. You won't correct the Vedic usages. You'll accept whatever is there in the Veda. But when you want to call Bhagavan, how should you call? Bhagavan. Not Bhagavaha. Okay? Why Bhagavan? Because takarantaha pullingaha bhagavat shabdaha tasya prabodhana pratamayam ekvachane bhagavan iti rupam. When you call bhagavan, you have to recite what? Bhagavan. Now bhagavat shabdaha, in vocative case, you have to say what? Bhagavan. In Tamil, bhagavane, no? You say that. Here bhagavan. But when Narada, every time I read it, Because for me the grammar buddhi goes, no? Because we're seeing this, oh, Narada himself was in Chandogya Upanishad, why can't we use? In Veda, everything is accepted. We don't question why Narada did not use Bhagavan. No. Veda says, okay, no questioning back Veda. So he said, Bhagavan. That Bhagavaha, but what a conventional language? Bhagavan. So when he says, Hey Bhagavaha, Hey Bhagavan, O Lord, Soham Saha Aham Satyena Ativadani. This is a lot expression, no? Ativadani, let me, what now? Let me become the greatest speaker. Ativadani, let me speak about the greatest reality. Let me become the greatest speaker. How can I say that now? Which means, let me have the assimilated, clear, doubt-free vision of the absolute, so that let me become the speaker of about the Atyam Brahma. Soham Bhagavaha Satyena Ativadani Iti. Now, what does he mean? Please teach me what is that Satyam Brahma, what is that absolute reality, what is that ultimate truth. Please teach me, let me know, let me speak about it. Let me become the speaker means what? Let me know. I want to know. In fact, it's a prayer here. I want to know what is Satyam Brahma. Satyam tu eva, satyam tu eva, vijignasitavyam, vijignasitavyam. Again, vijanati is the verb. Janati, v is a prefix, vijanati. And jnatavyam should be known, must be known. Potential passive, isn't it? Now, vijignyasa. Jignyasa is a desiderative word. Jignyasa, desire to know. Vijignyasa, also same meaning, desire to know. But vijignyasitavyam should be desired to know. Literal meaning is what? Should be desired to know. So, vijignyasitavyam, what should be desired actually is, then, no? The one should, the desire to know must be there. So, may you know. Satyam tu eva vijignasitavyam. Satyam eva jnatavyam, vijnatavyam. The truth, ultimate truth, the absolute reality has to be known by you. If you have the knowledge of the absolute reality, then you can become what? The speaker about of the reality. Therefore, iti. Now, what Narada says, next sentence. Satyam Bhagavo Vijignyase Iti. Satyam Bhagavo Vijignyase Iti. Hey Bhagavaha, Satyam Vijignyase. I want to know the truth. I want to know the reality. I want to know the absolute reality. Satyam Vijignyase. Vijnyatum Ichami. Vijignyase is equal to Vijnyatum Ichami. Jnatum Ichami. I want to know the truth. Satyam Bhagavo Vijignyase Iti. Iti Shodashaha Khandaha. So here ends the 16th section. So here, now Narada Sanat Kumarha himself has introduced Satyam Brahma. He made it very clear, there is something greater than the Hiranyagarbha, superior to the Hiranyagarbha, and that is Satyam Brahma. No, and one who knows about that Brahman, one who not knows about the Brahman, one who understands that Brahman, clear vision of that Brahman, alone and talk about that Brahman, the person who talks about that absolute reality Brahman is the most exalted of the speakers. Which means, what is superior to the, therefore, one who knows Brahman alone can become the Ativadi. Now, which Ativadi do you want to become? You want to become the Ativadi of Hiranyagarbha, or Ativadi in terms of knowledge of Hiranyagarbha, Ativadi in terms of absolute Brahman. Definitely, Narada wants to become Ativadi in terms of, isn't it, Parambrahma. Parambrahma Ativadi he wants to be. Okay, now let us go to the next mantra. यदा वै
विजानाति
अथ सत्यं वदति यदा वै विजानाति अथ सत्यं वदति. अगेन इनडिक्लेनेबल्स आर यूज्ड हियर. यदा व्हेन, तदा इज इम्प्लाइड, तदा देन. यदा विजानाति तदा सत्यं, तदा इज नॉट देयर, अथ इज देयर एंड वी कैन यूज व्हाट नाउ, तदा. ओके, यदा विजानाति तदा सत्यं वदति. इफ यू वांट टू बिकम एन अतिवादी, एन एग्जॉल्टेड स्पीकर, द मोस्ट एग्जॉल्टेड स्पीकर, द ग्रेटेस्ट स्पीकर, द शास्त्र मेक्स इट वेरी क्लियर, द वॉइसेस्ट पर्सन व्हेन ही स्पीक्स, दैट इज द ग्रेटेस्ट स्पीच. Why? All 100% clarity of everything, isn't it? Your Satyavadi, the greatest speaker, the exalted speaker, if you want to become, and you must know what? Absolute reality. The exalted of everything is, you should know that. Isn't it? So he says, Yada vijanati atha satyam vadati. Satyam vadati means, here don't take satyam as the truthfulness here. Satyam vadati means speaks the truth, isn't it? You not hear satyam here, Brahma. Brahma does not speak. One can speak about the satyam, absolute reality. No, who can speak satyam? Who can speak about the absolute reality? One who knows. Yaha vijanati, yada vijanati, tada eva satyam vadati. One can talk about the absolute reality only when a person knows the absolute reality. How can you talk about absolute reality if you do not know how, what absolute reality is? Isn't it? So without the speech is possible only if there is knowledge. If there is no knowledge, you cannot speak about it. Isn't it? It's allowed in anything. Therefore, yada satyam vijanati atha satyam vadati. So what the first you should do now, if you want to be ativadi, you should know Brahman. Okay. Na avijanan satyam vadati. Avijanan satyam navadati. One cannot talk about the absolute reality, ultimate truth, if one does not know what the truth is. Avijanan navadati, vijananeva, vijanati vadati. If a person knows the truth, he can speak about the truth. If he does not know, he cannot speak about the truth. Therefore, again he repeats, vijananeva satyam vadati. Only by knowing the truth, one can speak about the truth. One can speak about the reality. Here, don't take the word satyam for truthfulness in speech, speaking the truth. He is speaking about the absolute reality, ultimate truth is possible only if you know what the reality is. He says now, Vijnanam tveva vijignasitavyam iti. Therefore, it is very important on your part to have the desire for knowing what knowledge is. If you know the truth, you can speak about the truth, which means, what is Vijnanam? If you have Vijnanam, then you can speak. Knowledge of the truth is Vijnanam. If you have knowledge of the truth, if you have Vijnanam, then you can speak. If you speak, you are Ativadi. So to become Ativadi, you must have the Vijnanam. If you have the Vijnanam, isn't it? So what do you know? You need to know what Vijnanam is. Now he is asking Narada. Okay. Vijnanam bhagavo vijignyase. Vijnanam bhagavo vijignyase. See, here onwards, you can also see how beautiful. It's a very unique approach of the Upanishad. Only, it's a very peculiar Upanishadic approach you can understand here. How it develops, the development of the teaching is very unique to Upanishad. You can see here. विज्ञानं भगवो विजिज्ञासे विज्ञानं भगवो विजिज्ञासे इति. नौ शेस् वाट् नौ नौ नारद सेस् ओके ऐ वाण्ट् टु नो वाट् विज्ञानम् ईस् वाट् इस् विज्ञानम् ऐ वाण्ट् टु नो एव्री स्टेप् वाट् इस् विज्ञानम् ऐ वाण्ट् टु नो वै ओन्ली इफ् ऐ हेव् विज्ञानम् देन् ऐ केन् नो द ब्रह्म विच् मीन्स् ऐ नो द ट्रूत् If I know the truth, I can speak about the absolute reality. If I can speak about the absolute reality, then I will become the exalted of the speakers. I can become the Ativadi. Okay. Iti saptadashaha khandaha.
Iti saptadashaha khandaha.
Now, 17th section also is over. Now, all small mantras is every section here. Now,
यदा वै मनुते अथ विजानाति अथ विजानाति.
नौ यस् वाट् नौ सो यदा विजानाति तदा वदति अथ वदति. वेन् अ पर्सन् नोस् विजानाति सिम्प्ली जानाति सिम्प्ली नोयिङ्ग् विजानाति वि प्रिफिक्स् विशेषेण जानाति क्लियर्लि डौट्लेस्लि हि नोस्. When a person has a clear, doubtless, assimilated vision of the truth, then he can unfold clearly, like Pooja Swamiji, isn't it? How to give the vision? Swamiji always tells, giving vision is teaching. I told you also many times in the class, if I make you believe what I say, it's a preaching. If I make you see what I see, it's a teaching, isn't it? So, vijnanam, that V prefix is what? Vija, vijnanam. Vijnanam means he has the vision. He can give you the vision through communication. Isn't it? So he is Ativadi. Now, therefore, Vijanati Athavadati. Now what he said now? For may you know what Vijnanam is about. Now he is asking what now? Oh, what is Vijnanam? Vijnanam Vijignyase. I want to know what this Vijnanam is. Now what he says? Yada vai manute Athavijanati. For one to know clearly, doubtlessly, for a person to have the clear, doubt-free, assimilated vision, he must do what now? Manute, yada manute. Only when a person is given to the discipline of enquiry. Manute means enquires into. Here in this, the verb is manute. Learn verb and noun together hereafter, okay? Vijanati vijnanam. Here manute mananam. See, the word mananam I taught you when I taught you about the Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam. I talked about the mananam. But in this context, mananam is what? Enquiry into the nature of the reality. Yada manute. See, vijnanam is what? Vijnanam is a clear, doubt-free, assimilated understanding. That is possible only when you repeatedly inquire into the nature of the reality. Without having inquired into the nature of the reality, assimilation, doubt-free vision is not possible. Enquiry alone will result in the assimilated vision, doubt-free vision. So, mananam, here in this context, mananam is what? Enquiry. In this context, manana means enquiry. Otherwise, what? I taught you the meaning of manana in other ways. When you look at the manana as the one of the three steps involved in the attainment of knowledge, as a shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, there I taught you what? Mananam. Is actually, mananam means what? The function of mentation, isn't it? Thinking. But mananam is reflecting upon what you have understood through shravanam, and also resolving the doubts you have, there and also the doubts caused by, created by other people, doubts, you know, the doubts of other people, other schools of thought also. Whoever has any doubt in the world, and they come and give you the doubts freely. And you have your own doubts also. So all that to clarify, to have all your doubts resolved, you need what now? Repeatedly you have to reflect upon what you have heard through Shravanam. That is called what now? Mananam. The second step. But here mananam means what? We say enquiry. Enquiry precedes the assimilation. Assimilated vision. Vijnanam is doubt-free assimilated vision, and which is what presupposes mananam. So, manute, yada manute, when a person really makes puts all possible efforts to enquire into the nature of the reality, only then atha, then janati, vijanati, only then he knows. He says, na amatva, na amatva means what? Na amatva, let us see the next sentence. Na amatva, vijaniti, vijanati. So, amatva na vijanati, amatva na vijanati, matva eva vijanati. Only enquiring into the nature of the reality alone, one can have the assimilated vision. Without having enquired into the nature of the reality, without enquiry, amatva, without having enquired into, what now? Na vijanati, one cannot have assimilated doubt-free vision at all. Simply you can know. Go and listen, you understand. But really assimilation, doubt-free assimilation comes only when you enquire into it. So enquiry, how can you enquire into if you have not heard once at all? Isn't it? You go and develop it now. See, in fact, that the fourfold qualifications when we discuss, isn't it? So there, mumukshuttum, shraddha, samadhanam, samadhi, sarka, sampatti, hesta, we saw. So all these things, they are actually selected from the Upanishads and presented beautifully in an easily understandable manner, Tattva Bodha, Vedanta Sara, other texts. You can understand how these are the Upanishads are the text, source granthas. We are going to see that now. Okay, manute, yada manute, tada vijanati. Okay. Now he emphasizes, he repeats the same fact, he repeats. The teaching is over. Enquiry precedes, or vijnanam presupposes enquiry. Without enquiry, clear understanding, doubt-free understanding is not possible. Teaching is over. But here, the same fact is repeated. Why? In order to emphasize the fact, Anant Kumaraha repeats, amatva na vijanati, namatva vijanati means what? Amatva na vijanati. Without having enquiry, knowing is not possible. One does not know, one cannot know. Matva eva vijanati. Look at this again. I am not repeating. Don't feel bored with me. Upanishad is repeating. Matva eva vijanati. Only by repeatedly enquiring into the nature of the reality, one can have clear, doubt-free, assimilated vision. Matva eva. Matva is what? Matva? Vanta Shabda. Okay. Matva eva vijanati. Having enquired into the nature of the reality alone, one knows. So, enquiry is important. Vicharaha is important. That is emphasized by the Upanishad here. Matva eva. Eva. Matva eva vijanati. Vijanati. Now, he says, Matistveva. Now, so matva e vijanati, next sentence. See, yada vai manute atha vijanati, sentence 1. Na amatva vijanati, sentence 2. Matva eva vijanati, third sentence. Fourth sentence. Matihi tu eva matis. Tveva vijignasitavya iti. Next sentence ends there, okay? Matihi is a feminine gender word for mananam. Matihi is a feminine gender word for mananam. So, matihi tu eva vijignasitavyam. Now he wants to know, what is enquiry now? He wants to know, what do you mean by saying enquiry? What is enquiry? Mati hitu eva vijignasi tavyam. Now, may you know what is matihi. You should know what should be known by you now is matihi. Enquiry should be understood. You should understand what enquiry is. He says, matim bhagavo vijignase. Matim bhagavo vijignase. See, matistve vijignasitavyam, Anant Kumara sentence. Matim bhagavo vijignase, Narada sentence. Okay, Narada says what? Bhagavaha, he Bhagavan, matim vijignase. I want to know, I want to understand what matihi is, what enquiry is. Iti, now iti ashta dashaha khandaha. Now we are going for one by one. So we have to become an ativadi, to become the most exalted of the speakers, greatest of the speakers, one should have vijnanam. One should have the clear, doubt-free, assimilated, ascertained vision of the Param Brahma, absolute reality. And to have the vijnanam, one should know what one should have. One should know, one should do enquiry. Enquiry is important. Then now to enquire into, one should know what is enquiry, isn't it? No, he says what now? Matihi, evo, matim vijignase, I want to know what is enquiry. Matim vijignase. Iti ashtadashaha khandaha. Yadavai
Shraddhadhati
Atha Manute. Now when does one enquire into, when can one enquire into the nature of the reality? He says Yadavai Shraddhadhati. See, Shraddhadhati is one word. Shraddhadhati means one entertains Shraddha. One has Shraddha. Only when a person has Shraddha, only then one can involve oneself in enquiring into the nature of reality. So you will not enquire into the nature of reality unless you have Shraddha. Isn't it? Shraddha must be there. Yada Shraddha Dhati Atha Manute. When a person has Shraddha, only then a person can enquire into the nature of reality. Kada manute, yada shaddhadhati, tada manute. See, mananam is possible only when you have shaddha. Matihi is possible, mananam is possible, enquiry is possible only if you have shaddha. Yada shaddhadhati, tada manute, atha manute. Again, what is the verb here? Manute. You already come across that word. Manute verb. So, yadave shraddhadhati atha manute. Now, next sentence. Na ashraddhan manute. Ashraddhan na manute. Ashraddhadan na manute. So without entertaining Shraddha, without having Shraddha, one cannot enquire into. Is it? Enquiry is not possible without the Shraddha. What is it now? Shraddha, so mananam, matihi, enquiry. Enquiry presupposes Shraddha. So he says, Shraddha must be there. Only then enquiry is possible. So, ashraddhadan na manute. Without having Shraddha, one does not enquire. It's a simple present tense verb. But we should make it as what now? We take it in the sense of, that compulsion, isn't it? Ashraddhadan na manute means one cannot enquire into the nature of reality if a person does not have Shraddha. Shraddhadadeva manute. For simple sentences, we understand easily. Shraddha dadi eva manute. Only with the, if a person has shraddha, then alone enquiry is possible. Okay. Shraddha dadi eva manute. Therefore, what should you know? What is shraddha first of all? And here Shankara Bhagavatpada says, mantavya vishaye adaraha. Mantavya vishaye adaraha shraddha. Astikya buddhihi shraddha. Shraddha means astikya buddhihi. Yadavai, now, yadavai shraddhadhati athamanute. Na ashraddhadhat, ashraddhadhan na manute. Without shraddha, one does not, cannot enquire, have enquiry. So, ashraddhadhan na manute. Now, shraddhadadeva manute. Shraddhadhad means what? One who has shraddha. You know, having shraddha alone, one enquires into. Now, having said that, shraddha tu yeva vijignasitavya. Shraddha tu yeva vijignasitavya. Shraddha yeva, one has, now one should know what is shraddha. What is shraddha? We should know what shraddha is. Only then you can think about, talk about the enquiry, then talk about knowing Brahman, and you can talk about the Brahman itself, isn't it? Therefore, shraddha is very important. What is shraddha? Astikya buddhihi. Mantavya vishaye adaraha shraddha. Isn't it? What has to be enquired into, the unflinching faith in the words of the shastram. And then astikya buddhihi means what? Astitva buddhi. Definitely, shastram serves as a means of knowledge. That's pramane shraddha. Pramanye shraddha. Is it? The unflinching faith in the shastra being the pramanam, means of the knowledge. Unflinching word means faith in the words of the shastram. Therefore, that shraddha must be there. Only then enquiry is possible. Isn't it? Where is the question of enquiry? In the nature of reality, if you don't have any shraddha, what will we enquire into? Enquiry into the nature of the reality means enquiry into the nature of reality unfolded in the nature of reality unfolded by the teacher in keeping with the words of the shastra, unfoldment of the shastra. Isn't it? Enquiry into subject matter of the shastra. Enquiry into subject matter of the shastra is the enquiry into the nature of the reality. So, enquiry into the nature of the reality is what? Is enquiry into the subject matter of the shastra. Enquiry into the subject matter of the shastra is possible only with shraddha in the shastra. That's why astikya buddhihi. There's no way of enquiry into the nature of reality without having understood the subject matter of the shastra. Isn't it? There's no independently one cannot enquire into the nature of reality. Independently, without having studied the shastram, without having understood the content of the shastram, object matter of the shastram, how will you enquire into the nature of reality? So, shastram alone, being a pramanam as a means of knowledge, gives you the clear understanding of what the reality is, how the reality is. You understand the reality in terms of its nature through the words of the shastram when they are carefully handled by sampradaya with the teacher. Therefore, shraddha must be there in the shastra teaching, in the words of the shastram, and the unfoldment of the shastra's words. Only then you can understand the teaching. That's what the teaching is what? Mantavya vishayaha. What should be enquired into is what? Subject matter of the shastra. And that must be there. Mantavya vishaya shraddha. That is called is what? Shraddha. Without that shraddha, so here, shastra pramanyam, the importance of shastram being the pramanam, there's no way of arriving at the truth, understanding knowledge of the truth without. No, depending upon the pramanam. Minus pramanam, Shankara Bhagavatpada says in one of the commentaries somewhere, asampradaya vitt murkhavat upekshaniyaha. know asampradaya with the teacher, the one who does not know the sampradaya, one who is not exposed to traditional teaching, one who does not know what the teaching is all about, without the shastram, a person simply comes and talks about the shastram. You are all consciousness. You are all, what problem is there? Somebody, he listen, I don't want to mention the names of name anybody. There are so many people, very, very beautiful, no, very nice. The words are beautiful, they sound beautiful, they communicate beautifully, they present well, and what they say sounds very, very nice, but it doesn't remove even a tinge of vagueness from our minds, hearts. Isn't it? Therefore, it is not that Shastram Vina, isn't it? Minus Shastram, don't listen to anybody, isn't it? That's what Shastram says. Even that's why always Swamiji says this. Hey, teacher is not important. The teaching is important. The teaching means what? You're following the teaching, you're following the tradition, you're following the teacher, you're following the cult. Isn't it? So, here, that is what, if Shastram is the Pramanam. So Mantavya Vishayaha means the subject matter which should be inquired into. You are inquiring into the subject matter of the Shastram. There one must have Shraddha, unflinching faith in the words of the Shastram. So I understand the Shastram. The inquiry into subject matter of the Shastram. Then I inquire into the subject matter of the Shastram means I inquire into the nature of the reality. Therefore, what inquiring into the nature of the reality, which alone will bless you with this assimilated vision of the reality, is possible only when you have Shraddha in the words of the Shastra. Isn't it? Mantavya Vishaye Shraddha Adaraha Astikya Buddhihi. Therefore, Shraddha, now he says, when he emphasized the importance of Shraddha, look at this, Upanishad through the words of the Sanat Kumara emphasizes the importance of Shraddha. Then now Narada says what? Shraddham Bhagavo Vijignyase. Hey Bhagavan, O Lord, I want to know what Shraddha is. Iti. Now he wants, what Shraddha? What is the Shraddha? I want to know Shraddha. Iti Eko Navimshati Tamaha Khandaha. Here ends the 19th section. Now, how does one get Shraddha? How does one can discover Shraddha? How does Shraddha comes? Pujya Swamiji always says, no, if you study the Shastram, then you can have the Jnanam. If you have the Jnanam, you can, Jnanam itself is Moksha. Knowledge and Moksha are identical. And Moksha is the ultimate goal. Okay, Jnanam, Moksha Sadhanam. Jnanam eva Moksha. You understand all that. How do you understand? The Shastram is the Pramanam. You understand all these facts only when you study the Shastram. But only if you study the Shastram, you understand these facts. Is it? But if you understand the fact, you study the Shastram. Catch 25. So how? Isn't it? We also says one more thing. If a person gets married, he'll become what? He'll be relieved of his madness. Or, you know, if only he gets rid of the madness, he'll get a, first of all, somebody will come forward to give the girl. Isn't it? Which should happen first? This is where we say Vriddha Vyavaharaha. Vriddha Vyavaharaha means whatever elders who have already known things and how they, having that knowledge, having the wisdom, how they deal, how they think things, seeing them from their behavior, from their transactions, observing them, just we also understand things. You get. So here also, here what happens in this context here? Shraddham Bhagavo Vijignyase. So how to get Shraddha? How can one have Shraddha suddenly? Shraddha in Shastram is possible only if you know the value of the knowledge I get from Shraddha. Isn't it? Shraddha, how can one have Shraddha? Shraddha, which means for me, how to get that value? How to have Vriddha Vyavahara? No, I need to have the Vriddha Sahavasa first, isn't it? I should have Sahava association with the great people, association with the elders. Elders especially who hear the teacher, mainly the teacher. So he says, for that, For Shraddha, one should have Nishtha. So, Shraddha presupposes Nishtha. See, the word Nishtha again has two meanings. When a person abides in the vision of the truth, we can say what? The person has Nishtha. Nishtha means what? The person has Nishtha, Jnana Nishtha. Jnana Nishtha. If a person has Jnana Nishtha, we call him Jnana Nishtha. The one who abides in the vision of the truth, is abiding in the vision of the truth is what? Nishtha. Having ascertained vision is called Nishtha. Steadfast knowledge of the truth is Nishtha. But one who has the knowledge is called Nishtha, isn't it? That Nishtha is different. But here Nishtha means commitment. Here Nishtha means commitment. Commitment must be there. Only then Shraddha is possible. Let us see the sentence now. Yada vai nistishtati.
Yada vai nistishtati.
Atha shraddhadhati.
Shraddhadhati.
Yada vai nistishtati. Atha shraddhadhati. Yada vai nistishtati. Atha shraddhadhati. I told you to learn noun and the verb together, isn't it? So, mananam matihi manute. Vijnanam vijanati, you learnt earlier. Now, shraddhadhati, shraddha. Shraddhadhati is a verb, shraddha is a noun. Now, what is the verb here? Verb is nistishthati. Nistishthati. Tishthati, you know. Uttishthati, you know. You have learnt a new verb. Nistishthati. Nistishthati means what now? Remains firm, remains committed. See, Sanskritam is much more expressive than English. That's why you have to use too many words to put it in English, okay? Nistishthati, isn't it true?
No.
Okay. Okay, Nistishthati remains committed. So, yada vai nistishthati. Yada vai nistishtati. Only when a person remains committed, becomes committed, now remains firm, stands firm. So ni prefix now tishtati stands, stays, remains. Nistishtati remains firm. Remains nistishtati. Then atha shraddhadhati. When a person remains committed, then shraddhadati. Only then he can have shraddha. Okay, remains committed to what? When a person remains committed to the pursuit of knowledge, only then he can have shraddha in the shastram. Why? For the knowledge, there's no other means. You need a means of knowledge. You need a pramanam to have the knowledge. For the knowledge, you need pramanam. Therefore, what? You will have Shraddha in the Pramanam, Shastram. For you to have Shraddha in the Shastram, which is Mantavya Vishaya, we must have the commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, isn't it? Commitment to the pursuit of knowledge must be there. Only then Shraddha in the Shastram is possible. See, beautifully he develops it. Okay. Yada vai nistishtati. Yada vai nistishtati atha shraddhadhati. Shraddhadhati. There ends the first sentence. Only when a person remains committed to the pursuit of knowledge, then alone this person has shraddha. Shraddha without the commitment to the pursuit of the knowledge, shraddha is not possible. What makes you have Shraddha? The commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. And I have to add one more sentence. What makes a person become committed to the pursuit of knowledge? Purushartha nischayaha. Isn't it? This is what Swamiji, many people came and told, nobody ever made it very clear. Isn't it? Purushartha nischayaha. I am living this life choicelessly, ultimately, to discover the fullness, the freedom as my own Swarupam, which is the Swarupam of that reality, which alone is there as the whole, isn't it? this is because this alone makes my life complete. This alone will make my life successful. This alone makes my life meaningful. Therefore, this is my purushartha. The purushartha nischeha must be there. And for the discovering the fullness, the happiness, the freedom which is already there, all that I need to know is, I need to know my own swarupam, my own self. And for that swarupa jnanam, I need the pramanam, and that pramanam is shastram. Therefore, a commitment to the pursuit of the knowledge must be there, is possible with the purushartha nischeya. Only then a person can have shraddha in the shastram, because shastram pramanam. One can have shraddha in shastram. Therefore, commitment is important. So he says, yada vai nistishtati ata shraddha dhati. Now he says, na anistishtat. See, na anistishtan shraddha dhati. Let me split the sentence here. Na anistishtan shraddha dhati. Without remaining committed to the pursuit of knowledge, one does not, cannot have shraddha. Without being committed to the pursuit of the knowledge of the truth, without being committed to the study of the shastram, one cannot have shraddha in the shastram. Nistishtanneva shraddhadhati. Nistishtanneva shraddhadhati means one has shraddha only when he has commitment to the study of the shastram, being committed to the pursuit of the knowledge. Commitment to the study of the shastram is possible, isn't it? With the commitment to the pursuit of the knowledge, then one can have shraddha in the shastram also. Nishtatveva vijignasitavya. Why nishta vijignasitavya? Matihi vijignasitavya. All feminine gender words, isn't it? Nishta. So nishta vijignasitavya. Now you need to know what nishta is, what it means by saying commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, commitment to the study of the shastram. Commitment to the pursuit of the knowledge will make you committed to the pursuit of, commitment to the study of the shastram. Isn't it? What is that shraddha? What is this nishta? May you understand. Now he says, O Lord, what is nishta? Nishtam bhagavo vijignyase. Nishtam bhagavo vijignyase iti. He Bhagavan, aham nishtam vijignyase. I want to know what nishta is. What do you mean by saying be committed to, commitment to the study of the shastram? Commitment to the pursuit of the knowledge. What do you mean by saying commitment? Nishta ka? Nishtam vijignyase. Want to know what nishta is all about. Iti vimshati tamaha khandaha. Vimshati tamaha khandaha. So we have seen up to the nishta. We are still. So now Narada wants to know what nishta is. Nishtam bhagavo vijignyase iti. And the ekara drops because of the iti. Ish ikara. Vijignyase. O Lord, I want to know the nishta. What is nishtha? Shankara Bhagavata says, Guru Sushrushadi Tatparatvam Brahma Vijnanaya. Nishtha Brahma Vijnanaya. Commitment to the knowledge of the truth. Commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. Thereby, commitment to the pursuit of the study, commitment to the study of the shastram is what? Shraddha. And the shraddha, how do you pick up? Only being around vriddha vyavaharena. Vriddha vyavahara sahayena. Just being around the teachers, being around the teacher in the gurukulam, or being around the elders, one discover this. The Brahma Vijnanaya is there in the commentary. Okay. He says, Yada vai karoti,
karoti,
athanistishtati,
na
akritva, nistishtati,
kritvaiva,
nistishtati,
kritistveva,
vijignyasitavya, iti. So what he says, yadavai karoti atha nistishtati. Only when a person performs, then only he becomes committed. Oh, commitment to the study of the Shastram, commitment to the pursuit of knowledge is possible, isn't it? Only when a person performs. What about performance means what? It's not merely physically performing here. The performance emphasizes performance of karma in conformity with dharma. It's not mere performance. Everybody performs. Because performance is inevitable, unavoidable, isn't it? There's no choice. We have to be performing something or the other. But performance of karma in conformity with dharma, isn't it? Therefore, performance of karma and conformity with dharma in due course of time results in what? Results in, he says, mano, Shankara says, kritihi indriya sanyamaha. Indriya sanyamaha, not what? Chitta ekagrata. Chitta eka. Performance of action itself is what? Indriya sanyamaha, chitta ekagrata. Becoming disciplined. See, performance of action, not only for earning money, the subcode is byproduct, isn't it? That happens simultaneously. Ultimately, for becoming disciplined. Becoming disciplined is the ultimate, actually, becoming disciplined is the aim of performance of actions. How do you become disciplined? In terms of what? So, discipline in terms of the sensory disciplines, isn't it? Now, mental discipline. So, having mastery over one's senses, powers of organs of actions, powers of sense organs, and having mastery over mind. So, shamaha, damaha. Both are brought here. So, only performance of actions in conformity with dharma in due course of time will result in what? Having mastery. Relative mastery over one's own senses, relative mastery over one's own mind. Relative mastery. Absolute mastery was only in jnanam. Isn't it? Relative mastery. So what is why he says, yadavai karoti atanistishtati. So the commitment, even you need it to be a disciplined person. Commitment to the pursuit of the knowledge, commitment to study of the Shastram presupposes what? Discipline. And discipline what? What discipline? Discipline in terms of mastery over one's own mind, relatively. Certain degree of mastery. Mastery over one's own senses. If this mastery is not there, it's impossible for me to become committed to something. The always indisciplined person can never become committed. Therefore, commitment presupposes discipline. And discipline what? Discipline in terms of mastery over one's own mind. Chitta ekagrata. And then indriya sanyamaha. Master your own senses. Then how do you get it? Only by repeatedly doing what you need to be doing in conformity with dharma. Therefore, kritihi. So, karoti is a verb. What is the noun? Karanam is a neuter gender word. Feminine word is kritihi. Kritihi. Performance. Doing. Action. Kritihi is a noun. Karanam is also a noun. Karanam also instrument, isn't it? Don't get confused here. Then we say karoti is the verb. So, yada vai karoti athanishtishtati. See, by doing performances of actions, one becomes disciplined mentally, orally and sensorily. Thereby, one has certain degree of mastery one has over mind and senses, then it is possible for him to understand and to become committed to study of the Shastram. to become committed to the pursuit of the knowledge also. Because Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Kritihi Indriya Sanyamaha Chittaye Kagrata Karanam. Idha Kritihi. So he says, only when you become disciplined, all the above said things become possible for one. Include what? Nishta, Shraddha, Mananam, Vijnanam, all these things. So what is Vijnana Avasanani? Until the knowledge, whatever has been said above, all of them are possible for a person, only if you have first of all discipline. The discipline means what? Only through performance. Without doing anything, there's no performance of action at all. How can you become disciplined? Values have to be lived means you have to be doing actions. Living values means performing actions, where through in which you live the values, isn't it? And also, that is how you live in conformity with dharma. Performance of actions, that through which you can live values, and living values means living in conformity with dharma. Living in conformity with dharma means you have what now? Because of this dharma, you become disciplined. It means your actions are not governed by your own personal likes and dislikes. Your actions are governed by your knowledge of right and wrong. And not only that, there's discipline, everything, isn't it? Once your actions, everything is governed by your knowledge of right and wrong means naturally you have say over your sense organs and mind. This called is what? Chitta Ekagrata, Indriya Sanyamaha, mastery over one's own mind and senses. Isn't it? Therefore, that is very important for the commitment, for one to become committed and to accomplish what one is committed to. That is possible only when you are basically disciplined. Okay? The indisciplined cannot achieve anything. Leave alone the moksha. So, next. Iti ekavimshaha khandaha. This is the 21st section. Yada vai sukham labhate.
Yada vai sukham labhate.
Athakaroti.
Athakaroti.
Yada vai sukham labhate. Athakaroti. So when does a person perform actions? In order to live, become disciplined, in order to live a life of values, etc., for a person to perform actions, when does one perform actions? Only if a person is pleased. He will not like to do everything. He will like to do things which make him happy, which pleases him. Therefore, yadavai sukham labhate. Sukham labhate means only when a person has some joy, discovers in joy what he is doing, then he does it. If anything makes him unhappy, displeased, definitely he will not like to do that. Isn't it? Anything which makes you unhappy, you will not do. You will do only it makes you happy. Therefore, he says, yada vai sukham labhate athakaroti. The person only performs actions only if what he has to do pleases him. Sukham here is, take it not as absolute happiness here, only when he becomes happy. Na asukham labdhva karoti. Asukham labdhva na karoti. Asukham labdhva means having got the pain, not becoming happy, not being happy, unhappily, or without getting happiness, nobody will do anything. Asukham labdhva na karoti. Without getting any joy, a person does not do anything. We mean what now? Sukhameva labdhva karoti. Look at the eva. Sukham eva labdhva karoti. Sukham labdhva eva karoti. The person performs anything only when he gets some joy in it. Therefore, sukham tu eva. Now, take the next sentence. Sukham tveva. Sukham dveva vijignasitavya vijignasitavyam sahatavya vijignasitavyam iti. विजिज्ञासितव्यमिति. सुखम तु एव विजिज्ञासितव्यम्. देखो सुखम अलोन हैज टू बी नोन. ऑल दैट यू नीड टू नो इज व्हाट. नो व्हाट इज दैट सुखम. व्हाट इज दैट सुखम फॉर विच अलोन और विच अलोन मेक्स वन परफॉर्म. If there's no joy, you will not do anything, I tell you. Isn't it? You do everything ultimately for joy, in joy. Isn't it? Remaining pleased, you do things for, again, happiness only. Therefore, sukham tveva vijignasitavyam. Now, all that you need to do is, what is that sukham which makes joy, which makes one do? What is that pleasure which makes one perform? सुखम भगवो विजिज्ञासे. सुखम भगवो विजिज्ञासे. आई वांट ओ भये भगवन् आई वांट टू नो व्हाट सुखम इज. इति द्वाविंशः खण्डः. नाउ यू सी हाउ ही स्लोली डेवलप्ड. ही स्टार्टेड वेयर एंड हैज वेयर ही हैज ब्रॉट नाउ. इज इट नाउ इफ अ पर्सन वांट्स सुखम वेयर शुड ही गो. वी ऑल नो वेरी वेल इजंट इट. सो द जगत is neither the source of sukham nor is it responsible for asukham. The world does not responsible for unhappiness. The world is not a source of happiness also. Isn't it? The world is for enjoyment. I always tell this Tamil, nandrum thidum perardara vara. Isn't it? Nothing, nobody is responsible for unhappiness. Nobody gives you can give you happiness. And what is a sukham? Isn't it? What is sukham? Because of which, remaining in which alone one can do, for which alone one can do, doing, acting, performing, all this is actually, now being active itself is what possible only if there is joy. And for joy, remaining in joy, one has to do things. What is the joy? What is it sukham? What is it happiness? What is pleasure? You know, even though here we have not understood, you know, all of us know very well, pleasure is only a fraction of manifestation of fullness. Isn't it? It's a time bound. But here, generally, the sukham as such is what? Fullness and happiness. So if any pleasure, any joy is expression of the manifestation of fraction of fullness, means what is that fullness? What is that happiness? Isn't it? I want to know what that happiness is, what that sukham is. Sometimes better not to translate the word. Take the word sukham as sukham. Isn't what is that sukham? What that sukham is? I want to know sukham. Sukham bhagavaha vijignase. Hey Bhagavan, sukham vijignase iti naradaha says. So here ends the 12th section also. Now, actually, now in this 13th section, first time you are waiting, the word which you have been waiting to hear, Bhuma, comes. Isn't it? I told in the very beginning, Mother Earth is also called Bhuma. Bhumata, Bhuma. There it is a feminine gender word. Bhumata, isn't it? Bhuma. But here, Bhuma is a nakarantaha pullingaha bhuman shabdaha. There, Bhuma is a akarantaha stilingaha bhuma shabdaha. Bhumata rakaranta, that's a different thing. But here, don't take it as Mother Earth. It's a bhuman shabdaha. Like Brahman is also another word for bhuman. But Brahman is a nakaranta napumsakalinga shabda. That's a neutral gender word, isn't it? You know already. I told you so many times. I'm reminding you here not to forget. So Brahman is a nakaranta napumsakalinga, isn't it? Brahman shabdaha. That's a neutral gender word. But here is a masculine gender word. So bhuman shabdaha. In nominative, bhuma. And bhuma means in that which is of the nature of limitlessness, fullness, infinitude. That which is of the nature of infinitude, limitlessness, fullness is what? Bhuma. So, what is which is of the nature of fullness, limitlessness, infinitude? Brahma. What is Brahma? You already know. Isn't Brahatvad Brahma? You know it very well. that absolute reality, Brahman, Bhuma, Brahma, etc. are the words, do not directly indicate the vastu. They reveal the vastu in terms of its nature. Bhuma is also another word which reveals the reality in terms of its nature of infinitude, limitlessness. Therefore, now he says, Yo vai Bhuma,
Yo vai
Bhuma, tat sukham.
Tat sukham.
Yo vai Bhuma, tat sukham. Sukham is a neutral gender word where he uses the pronoun tat. You learn today tat sukham. But Bhuma is a masculine word where he uses the relative pronoun yo, not yat. Yaha vai Bhuma, yaha Bhuma tat sukham. A sukham is the reality itself. So fullness, happiness, limitlessness is the very reality itself. Fullness and reality are not two different things. You remember the example I always give from kindergarten class, day one, fire and the heat are inseparable. They are not two different things. Brilliance and the sun are not two different things. They are inseparable. In the same way, fullness and reality are not two different things. Isn't it? So being full is the nature of the reality. With reference to ocean, water is of the nature of fullness. Why? Because being full, filling the ocean is the very nature of the water. The same way being full is the water does not need to do anything to fill the ocean. Being full is very swarupam, very nature. That is how the water can be with reference to ocean. Your fullness is, therefore, fullness is swarupam. So water and fullness with reference to ocean are inseparable. Isn't it? Similarly, the absolute reality here with reference to this entire cosmos is what? Is fullness. They are not two different things. Sukham vai Bhuma. No, yaha Bhuma tat sukham. That which is of the nature of infinitude, that which is of the nature of limitlessness, that which is of the nature of fullness is what? No. Sukham, happiness. Reality is happiness. Happiness is reality. Nirave paramparul, paramparule nirave. They are not two different things. Fullness is reality, reality is fullness. So, yo vai bhuma tat sukham. Okay, next sentence. Next sentence. Now, this sentence is a very beautiful, important word. Sukham vai yo vai bhuma tat sukham. Bhuma eva sukham, sukham eva bhuma. They are not even two. Isn't it? So happiness and reality are not two different things. They are one. Which means if you want to know what sukham is, you should know what who bhuma is. If you want to know what the heat is, you should have known what the fire is. If you don't know what fire is, you cannot understand what heat is. You need not know heat later on after knowing fire. Knowing the fire itself is simultaneously understanding what heat is. Isn't it? Knowing the sun itself is what? Knowing simultaneously what brilliance is, what light is. This effulgence is the same way knowing the reality itself, knowing Bhuma, knowing Brahman, knowing the absolute reality, knowing the truth is knowing fullness. Isn't it? The basic class, go back to kindergarten class. Long ago what we did. Knowledge of the truth is knowledge of what happiness is. Knowledge of what happiness is what? Attainment of happiness. The attainment of knowledge is what? Attainment of happiness in terms of knowledge of the truth. They are not two different things. Therefore, Bhuma, Yo vai Bhuma, Tat Sukham. All code words, now you know all these things very well already. I don't need to teach you really speaking. You only just learn the Sanskrit words. So much of introduction. Thanks to Pujya Swamiji, imagine very introduction puja. Swamiji's introduction to Vedanta is enough. You can learn the essence of this whole Shastram. Afterward study is only for enhancing the clarity which you already got in the very introduction. Know that Acharya, know the teacher can really do that miracle, isn't it? The very introduction you got, you understood everything. It's only for further enhancement of clarity. Now you need to study again. So, yo vai bhuma tat sukham. Then, na alpe sukham asti. See, beautiful. See, you asked me, somebody asked me last time, how do you say fullness is happiness? Somebody asked, I think somewhere. Now, the answer comes here. Na alpe sukham asti. Sukham alpe nasti. Isn't it? Happiness is bhuma, infinitude. Isn't it? Reality. Alpe sukham nasti. There is no happiness in inadequacy. There is no happiness in limitation. Happiness is fullness. Fullness is the reality. Happiness is a synonym of the word fullness and limitlessness. Only Pujya Swamiji made it very clear. Nobody else made it very clear. Happiness is synonym for fullness, limitlessness. Here, reality is of the nature of fullness, and the fullness is happiness. Therefore, sukham is fullness, which is reality. Alpe sukham nasti, in finite things, alpa means finite. In finite thing, in limitation, there is no happiness. Sukham is not in limitation. Sukham is in limitlessness. Sukham is in fullness. Happiness is in fullness. And the fullness is nature of the reality. Therefore, happiness is the reality. Okay. Alpe na sukhamasti. In limitation, there is no sukham. In inadequacy, there is no sukham. There is only pain. Isn't it? Therefore, being unhappy means what? Being inadequate, being small, being limited is being unhappy. Being inadequate, being small, being limited is being unhappy. And being limitless, being full is what now? Being happy. Therefore, make it a noun now. Being full is equal to fullness. Being limitless is limitlessness. Is equal to being happy, happiness. Add the ness, make it a noun, you can see equate it now. Isn't it? Therefore, alpe sukham, alpe na sukham asti, na asti sukham alpe. In any finite, there is no sukham. This is called, we say what now? Iha mutrartha palabhoga virahagaha. See, nothing in the world is, infinite. Everything is subject to limitation here. Kaltaha, parichinnam, deshataha, parichinnam, vasutaha, parichinnam. Everything in this universe is subject to threefold limitations. There is nothing which is not subject to limitation here. Therefore, everything is finite in nature. Therefore, in this finite, there is no sukham. There is no dukkham also. Okay? There is no dukkham also is not there in finite. Sukham also is not there in finite. Therefore, sukham nasti. But where is sukham? Sukham is bhuma. Therefore, bhuma yeva sukham. See, I'm not repeating. Don't tell me. Upanishad is repeating. Bhuma yeva sukham. Bhuma yeva sukham. Actually, bhuma yeva sukham it must be. Bhuma yeva sukham. Brahmani sukham. The absolute reality is happiness. Okay? That is happiness. You don't even say, Brahman has, and then Brahman is sukham, Brahma eva sukham, Bhuma eva sukham, Bhuma eva sukham. Therefore, if you want to know what sukham is, Bhuma eva vijignasitavyaha. Understand now? Reality alone should be discovered. Bhuma tu eva vijignasitavyaha. See, vijignasitavyaha. Why? Bhuma is a masculine gender word. What bhuma? First we saw, what now? Kritihi vijignasitavya. isn't it? That Vikruti is a feminine gender word. And here, Bhuma Vijignasitavyaha. Bhuma alone has to be known. What has to be ultimately discovered by you, known by you, understood by you, assimilated by you, is this absolute reality implied by the term Bhuma. Mudivaha ariyappadavendiyathu paramporule. Isn't it? Bhuma eva vijignasitavyaha. Iti. Next sentence. Now what he says now? Bhumanam vijignase iti. Bhumanam vijignase iti. Now, O Lord, I want to know what Bhuma is. What is that Brahman? What is that Bhuma? I want to know. Bhumanam. Why Bhumanam? Objective. Isn't it? Second case level. Bhumanam vijignase bhagavaha. Bhagavo bhumanam vijignase. O Lord, I want to know what Bhuma is. What is that absolute reality, ultimate truth implied by the word Bhuma? See, first he said what? You need vijnanam. Now what he ends here? This is what is vijnanam. What is vijnanam? Bhuma, bhuma jnanam, bhuma vidya is brahma vidya. Brahma vidya is atma vidya. Atma vidya is bhuma vidya. Brahma vidya, bhuma vidya is bhuma vidya. Bhuma vidya is what? Sukha vidya, sukha jnanam. Not many things, isn't it? Same. Therefore, iti trayovimshaha khandaha. I'm stopping here. Now why? Yeah. Good place to stop. Now why? Now yes. Yatra pashna shunoti na pashyati. What is that Brahman? Big lesson, isn't it? Yeah, finish it today. You don't need to come next week. I wanted to come next week also. Now actually the crux portion of this text we have arrived at now. But only now, next week, we are going to see what is Bhuma. What is Bhuma? It's like typically like what? What you learnt in the whole of Brahmanandavalli of Taittiriya Upanishad. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman. What you have learnt clearly there. And again you are going to understand here in this. In a small 4-5, in the next rest of the 4 sections, you are going to understand the essence of the Brahmanandavalli in a different way. Isn't it? This will definitely add, definitely contribute tremendously for the enhancing your clarity which you already have. Okay. So, now Narada wants to know what is that Brahman. If he knows Brahman, what he will have? He will know Brahman. They will lift upon Brahman, will enquire into the nature of Brahman, then he will have clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of Brahman, Bhuma, and Bhuma Vidya he will have, that is called as Vijnanam. Then he can talk about Brahman, and when he becomes what? Ativadi. He can become Ativadi. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.